Coming up next on the Pod Wheels Network, you'll hear the latest edition of the Insight 2020 podcast series. Insight 2020 is being presented by Expediter Services, and Stoops Freightliner is serving as our title sponsor. During this installment of the Insight 2020 podcast, we'll be talking with two members of the executive leadership team at Expediter Services. You'll hear from ES President Jason Williams, and you'll also hear from Jeff Tacker, who is the Chief Operating Officer at ES. Here's a preview.
The people we work with are risk takers. That's what they are. They're entrepreneurs. They're risk takers. They don't mind rolling the dice on themselves. And we're the same way. That's bred into the DNA of our company. And it's really what we're looking for and what keeps us going in our daily work. So going forward, we are starting to see positive stack. We're seeing freight not make huge moves, but starting to stack positives week over week. Even though there's a new surge in the coronavirus cases that are popping up, people are learning how to do business. And that's going to be important. Obviously, people have to stay healthy. If you're not healthy, you can't enjoy anything that you do. I do think the U.S. as a country is having to learn what a lot of other countries have to deal with all the time. And that's how to do good business in adverse conditions that come and go pretty constantly. And this coronavirus, maybe it leaves, maybe it's with us forever. But the economy and individuals, especially in trucking, are proven to be pretty adaptive.
Trucking is not for the weak, and trucking is not for the weary. We've learned lots of things. We listened to what people said. We listened to their needs, their desires, and their wants. We went to the motor carriers and said, if you could have the perfect owner-operator, what would that look like? And then we went to the owner-operators and said, if you could have the perfect motor carrier, what would that look like? We asked both sides, what are some of the obstacles and hurdles that you come up against that kills your efficiencies, that kills what you're trying to accomplish? And so we listened to every one of those people, and then we brought them together and we said, okay, let's all sit around this table, figuratively speaking, let's all get in this community and let's try to do all these things to make sure that we're driving to get the most efficient, beneficial situation for all parties involved.
Welcome back to the Insight 2020 podcast series, and thanks for connecting with us again here on the Pod Wheels Network. Presented by Expediter Services, the Insight 2020 podcast series is pleased to have Stoops Freightliner as our title sponsor. Through the Insight 2020 podcast series, we're placing a spotlight on key issues and opportunities within the trucking industry, while also highlighting members of the ES community. Founded in 2006, ES has become a leader in providing capacity solutions and ownership opportunities within the trucking industry. In this edition of the Inside 2020 podcast, we'll be learning the latest on how Expediter Services is making the necessary adjustments to meet the challenges and pursue the opportunities that have emerged as the trucking industry operates within the COVID-19 era. As we shared at the top of the podcast, you'll be hearing from Jason Williams, the president of ES. We'll also be talking with Jeff Tacker, the chief operating officer of ES. Podwheels Network executive producer Greg Thompson caught up with Jason and Jeff by phone during the first part of July, and they covered a range of topics during the interview. In addition to getting an update on how ES and the ES community are responding to the changes in market conditions found within the global pandemic, this interview gives Jason and Jeff the opportunity to go in-depth on the core principles of the programs and opportunities offered through ES. They discuss how ES works with professional drivers, owner-operators, contract drivers, and fleet owners to assist in building and growing trucking businesses. As you'll hear, Jason and Jeff share insights on how ES can help entrepreneurs with the drive and determination to succeed to realize their dreams. Now let's take it to Greg Thompson and the first part of his conversation with Jason Williams and Jeff Tacker from ES.
Hello again, everybody. Greg Thompson from the Pod Wheels Network, back with you again on the Insight 2020 podcast. We've got a great podcast set up for you today. We have two members of the leadership team at Expediter Services, the president of ES, Jason Williams, and the chief operating officer of ES, Jeff Tacker. Jason and Jeff, it's great to have you here on the Insight 2020 podcast. Looking forward to all of the things that we're going to cover today. Jason, it is a tough time out there in the economy. We've got COVID-19 that you and I talked about on a previous podcast and how you guys are moving forward. We're talking here in July. How are you and Jeff and the team at ES wading through what all is happening these days?
Hey, Greg, it's good to be with you. Honestly, it takes a lot of energy. It's taken a lot of focus. Our team here has done a good job working from home, We probably have 60, at times 70% of the office off-site. Through investments, we've been able to maintain that through IT development and keep our levels of service up. But it's not easy. It is difficult. Jeff here is having to hold two calls a day, 30, 45 minutes at a time, conference calls with the team just to make sure that everyone is pushing the ball forward and they themselves aren't being isolated and getting paranoid or falling into any type of odd thoughts themselves. It's people. And so at the end of the day, even though this is business and we're trying to keep the business moving forward, you are trying to, at the end of it, just keep people moving forward. This is a tough time for everybody. It's not easy, but we are getting through it, and we do see some light at the end of the tunnel. We're starting to see some positive stack up, which is putting energy back into both our staff as well as the owners, drivers out there, the motor carriers. And so that energy is contagious, and it's starting to really lift. The tide is starting to lift all of us.
So let's talk a little bit about how you guys are seeing the market conditions. Jason, as you referred to, and as we all know, this first half of this year is not what anybody expected. This is not something when we were looking in September, nobody saw this on the horizon. As you said, there's been a lot of adjustments, but we are here in July. How do you see things moving forward, particularly for owner-operators and new folks that are looking to come into owning a truck and owning a business?
Well, Greg, everybody has a different way of assessing risk. And so the people we work with are risk takers. That's what they are. They're entrepreneurs. They're risk takers. They don't mind rolling the dice on themselves. And we're the same way. That's bred into the DNA of our company. And it's really what we're looking for and what keeps us going in our daily work. So going forward, we are starting to see positive stack. We're seeing freight not make huge moves, but starting to stack positives week over week. Even though there's a new surge in the coronavirus cases that are popping up, people are learning how to do business. And that's going to be important. Obviously, people have to stay healthy. If you're not healthy, you can't enjoy anything that you do. But at the same token, if you're healthy and you can't work, that's a miserable place to be as well. And eventually, you'll become unhealthy. I do think the U.S. as a country is having to learn what a lot of other countries have to deal with all the time. And that's how to do good business in adverse conditions that come and go pretty constantly. And this coronavirus, maybe it leaves, maybe it's with us forever. But the economy and individuals, especially in trucking, are proven to be pretty adaptive. And they know how to take care of themselves. They know how to continue to provide a service. My personal expectation is that things will move forward. And based upon what we're seeing in the motor carriers we're talking to, good motor carriers are adjusting to the facts on the ground, and they're continuing to grow their businesses, which is allowing us to continue to grow ours, which is allowing drivers and owners to continue to grow theirs. And so it is a pyramid that it does trickle down to everybody. So as long as folks are adaptive, as long as they can handle the mental pressure of constant change, which, let's be honest, in trucking, that's just part of it. Nothing stays the same from one cycle to the next. I think there's still great opportunity. And we did personally pull our own horns in. And Jeff here can talk about the fact that we did slow down the creation of owner-operators over the last 3 or 4 months just to make sure how did this thing evolve. But as we're starting to get our feet underneath us and we see that the owners and the contractors and the trucks are learning how to operate, we're moving forward again. We're back to making people owners. We're back to helping people upgrade, helping some people grow. We're excited. And let me qualify that. We're not excited about some of the negatives that are going on inside the country right now, whether it be health related or other. What we are excited about is the ability and the nimbleness of our community to adjust, to tweak, to reassess the situations, and then to move forward. So that piece of it is exciting. I think the opportunity is now and it's right in front of us.
Jeff, when somebody comes to you these days and says, I want to be an owner-operator, if they've been a company driver or they've had some experience, they come in and they say, I've seen your program, I like it, I want to join you. Given the economic climate that we're in and the challenges that Jason outlined, what is the first conversation that you have with that person?
Well, Greg, first of all, we are not immune from the headwinds that the marketplace is experiencing. I would like to say that I believe that Expediter Services, ES, Success in Trucking, is what its name says, that we are positioning ourselves to help people be successful in trucking. But since we're not immune from the headwinds, what we have tried to set up is that we can be more aerodynamic, concentrating on the word dynamic. So inside of that conversation, when someone comes to us, we say, we cannot eliminate all the things and obstacles you'll be facing. What we can do is, if you're inside of our community, inside of our group, and utilizing our program, you'll be supported so that you never stand alone. And you'll have the access to every tool and every service, benefit, and advantage that our group has been able to put together to help you. And by doing that, those things that I'm talking about, is we talk to them about, even though it's tough times, even though there's things that's taking place that's out of everybody's control, we want to be cautiously optimistic and continue to press forward. And we want to do that very wisely. And we want to make sure that people understand all the things that they're facing. So the first thing is, they have to be ready, and we try to help them to make sure that they have the right mental perspective to become owner-operators, and they want to continue to be owner-operators, because it is not for the faint of heart. It is very rewarding and very beneficial, both for them and their family long-term, in my opinion. I think it's a wonderful position to be in, and for the people, the great people that keep this country moving, by keeping America rolling, by picking up and delivering freight, I think that them wanting to be independent owner-operators, I think it's a wonderful thing. First of all, they have to have the mental aptitude and desire to want to do that. Secondly, we have to make sure that they understand the goal, obviously, is to try to help them increase their top-line revenue. These are simplistic terms. So our program is simple and profound all at the same time. With that, we try to help them increase their top-line. Inside of increasing their top line, that's only one portion of the equation. What we then turn to do is, a penny saved is a penny earned. So we start by taking and leveraging all the benefits and advantages inside our program to help them drive their costs down. We have the broadest and the deepest fuel discount in the industry, to my knowledge. We also have found a way to be the low-cost provider in insurance. Those two things are very high on the list of anybody operating equipment. So we look at it not from the top level down, but from the truck level up. So simplistically, we look at the revenue to try to help them be in a good environment with a good motor carrier to give them all the resources they need to produce the revenue, good equipment, good carrier, good support, good information. The second thing we do is we give them all those tools inside of that operation to help them drive their costs out of their business. Lower cost in fuel, lower cost in insurance, national discounts through shops, lots of things of that nature, back office support. Not to overlook, the key factor is that we have somebody in our office that's assigned to talk to these people. We call them service coordinators. We want to stay in contact with them, because motivation is one thing. Wanting to be an owner-operator is one thing. Having the ability to stick it out when the times get tough is a complete different thing. And we've done everything that we can do to help them. Now, when somebody calls in and says, I want to be an owner-operator, we go over that type of conversation with them. We don't think we're the only place that somebody can go. We just think we're the best place for them to go if they have a desire to operate at our partner motor carriers and utilize the tools and advantages that we've been able to put together.
Well, I'm glad you detailed all that, because I recently read a story about somebody who made a transition from a company driver to become an owner-operator, and he talked about those headwinds he faced. He talked about the insurance and the maintenance and all of those different costs. Now, I want to step back just a little bit, because in knowing you guys as I do, I know the company spent a lot of time at its formation looking at the market where ES could make a difference for people. Jason, when you were building this model and looking at the market and looking at the challenges that were there for people that were wanting to be owner-operators, people who are owner-operators, talking about all of these support pieces, how did the ES community form and come about with those services that you provide?
Greg, a lot of it was just literally having boots on the ground and working through it. Would like to say that we understood everything from day one, and we had itemized it and we graphed it out, and then we went and implemented it. That just would not be accurate. What we did know is we owned a fleet of trucks. We understood the issues we had. We did have some experience in-house that shielded us or gave us some advantages that we didn't understand that not everybody in the industry had. So one thing is, Paul Williams, who is our CEO, had made a career in banking and financing. His ability to go out and get financing brought to the table to what at the beginning was a small company was a big deal. And you don't realize how large of a deal it is until all of a sudden you have someone who maybe their background is driving a bulldozer, or maybe it was driving a school bus, or maybe it was in a factory, and they were not confident, or maybe just didn't have the experience to walk into a bank and know what to ask. We started off with a lot of experience in other industries, and all of a sudden we were in trucking. We were disadvantaged at first because we didn't necessarily have all the trucking experience in the world. I'm still learning daily from our contractors, our owner operators, the fleet owners about trucking or their view of this industry. That's a needed conversation that we try to encourage and foster because we have to get that viewpoint ourselves. But early on, we literally just started meeting the needs of the people we were around. The motor carrier, we begin to meet their needs. We started meeting the needs of independent contract drivers and then owner operators and fleet owners. What was a common thread was the intent to meet the needs of the people we were servicing. We were always a service company. So as a need would pop up, we would focus in on it, drive towards it, figure it out, and then put that tool in our toolbox and move forward. So that drove a lot of the things that we do today or how we do things. Inside of our community, I would like to say that it's all roses and ice cream and everybody's always loving on each other, and that's not factual. So a lot of the things that happen is because there is contention, there is frustration, and there is people, aggressive people trying to move forward, bump each other. They step on each other's toes, they prod each other. But those are positives that you need, good, healthy arguments, discussions inside of any family, organization, community in order to problem solve. What we do have, though, is a environment whereby those conversations don't blow anything up. We listen, they listen, we argue, they argue, the motor carrier throws in their 2 cents, and at the end of the day, we come out with a direction that's good for all of our vendors, all of our motor carriers, all of the owner operators, all of the contract drivers. Not everybody gets everything they want. Honestly, nobody gets everything they want. We just move forward in a common direction. That's really the community we've developed here. So the services, those have come about through lots of conversations, lots of arguments, lots of frustrations, lots of cycles, just like we're going through right now. We've developed some services that the market has not fully seen yet because of the current crisis. We will be perfecting those and rolling those out as needed. I will tell you what has not changed. And what will not change going into the future is our intent to service people at every level. That's the one thing we entered the market with. That's what drives us today. That's what will drive us 20 years from now. And that's what continues to put us in front of the industry. And I believe, as Jeff stated, creating the best opportunity for someone to have true ownership is that intent. The tools are great. The services are great. Our motor carriers are great. But the intent is what keeps us all honest and moving forward.
Jason, those are all very, very good points and very valuable points as we talk to folks in this series who are owner-operators, looking to become owner-operators, and kind of sorting their way through all of this. You mentioned it just a moment ago, talking about financing. One of the points, and you noted it, that ES brings is a strong financial background. But I also know, in working with you guys, that you look at a credit history a little bit differently. Can you guys talk about the ES approach to financing as opposed to what has been typically available in the industry? I guess what we're talking about here is how ES compares to what people would consider traditional financing models for someone looking to get into the trucking industry.
I'll start that with just by saying that Paul's experience of coming out of lending, whereby it predated technology so that you made people loans. You got to know people. You knew their names. You knew their family. You knew where they worked. You knew what kind of stability they had in their personal life. And then you made a loan. That drove the thought and the ditches that we surrounded this conversation with. That married up with Jeff Tacker's experience of also lending into the Memphis area community inside of Arkansas and Tennessee and North Mississippi on the same premise. What I'd like to do, Greg, is let Jeff answer that question because he took the idea and then he implemented it inside of his own experiences as well and working with people.
All right. Thank you, Jason. So I'll just jump in there, Greg. The term that a lot of people sling around loosely is what they call relationship lending. I would say that most lenders would like to say they are lenders of relationship, but I think that's some name only with a lot of them. We've taken that to heart, as Jason said. Paul had that experience from years and years past in the banking industry, even prior to Beacons or FICO scores. He tells some stories about that. So, and that lined up specifically with some of my personal experience. But the main thing is, we want to invest into people, and we want to give people opportunities. And there's a lot of people that are good people. They just had some bumps in the road, or maybe some severe detours, or maybe even caught a bad financial ditch or two, but they're still good people. We tried to create our own proprietary credit box where we evaluate the people. We start by looking at who you are. Do you say what you do and do what you say? Do you understand what work ethic is? Do you understand what the idea of having an opportunity given to you and being appreciative of that opportunity? It's more about the person's personality when you start out than it is about all the other things. Now, we have to look at all the other things because we have to do due diligence. We have to underwrite the loan because we have to do the best we can for our upstream lenders that we do business with because they have certain requirements. But we do it in a unique format that's different, to my knowledge, than most anybody else in the marketplace. We don't start by looking at a person's credit score. We start by looking at the person's story. And then once we get their story, we learn who they are, how they function, why they function, decisions that they make, why they make those decisions. We also have programs in place. Since we have to have visibility into the way they make those decisions, we've put what we call a path to ownership program in place that allows someone to come in. Jason likes to say they can come in and try it before you buy it. So they get to come in, they get to prove themselves, they get to prove us. They get to make sure that we are who we say we are and we do what we say we do. They get to prove the motor carrier to make sure that the motor carrier is a good viable place for them to be. And there's a synergy with them there and make sure it matches and meets up with their wants, needs, and desires. At the simultaneous conversation, we get to evaluate them. When that takes place, it gives a visibility to everybody. They know where they're coming from and where they stand. We know where they're coming from and where they stand. The motor carrier has got a relationship with them and knows where they are coming from and where they stand. That makes it a lot easier to make a loan to someone of $150,000, $60,000 in a tractor range, up to $275,000 or $300,000 to a customized refrigerated straight truck type unit. It is a very unique position where we invest and buy into people, not their credit score. We look at all the things that allows us to do that. So that's how we handle that, Greg.
Jeff, you just mentioned it. ES has a lot of options for folks. Folks that have experience, folks that want to come in and try the industry. You guys have built programs that are working in terms of allowing somebody to have what can be a career path and build their own companies. One of the byproducts of this has been that you guys have seen a lot of growth in women-owned businesses. And I want you guys to kind of talk about that a little bit, and that will get us to one of your programs, which is the 150 Business Challenge. But I know there's a little bit of history prior to the launch of the 150 Women-Owned Business Challenge, which began back in 2018. So can you guys talk about that a little bit?
Sure, Greg. We were introduced to Alan Voigt just through the industry and reaching out and trying to make connections. I think Jeff here was actually the first one to reach out to the organization as we were looking at ways of expanding who we were getting in front of. Ellen came in and spent some time with us, and she was able to identify some unique things about us that we weren't aware of. Because of the difference in the way we lend money that Jeff just went over, we didn't understand that we were lowering the hurdle or removing some of the discrimination that's inside of the industry. Some of that is against women. Some of it may be against races. It may be against certain religious groups. We were just servicing people, helping people, driving profits to their bottom line, and doing financing the individual. When Ellen got here, we're 30, 35% women owned and operated inside of our community. And we didn't know that was a big deal. Come to find out, the industry is in single digits, I believe. So that caught Ellen's attention. She asked us to get involved in her organization, which we have done. And then as that relationship built over the next 12, 18 months, we came up with the idea that, Ellen, this is what we do every day. This is something that we could really put some efforts behind, put some meat on the bone, not just talk about helping women, but let's have a focused effort to generate true ownership for women. And you're talking about changing someone's life. She got excited, got behind it, promoted it inside of her organization. We've done the same thing. Now we hit 2019, which was an off year. We've hit 2020, which has COVID. But even with all of that, we're somewhere around 100 businesses that we've been able to start out of this effort. So that's 100 people that have had the opportunity to have true ownership and grow a business that without this type of support would have been pigeonholed or had a ceiling put on them as far as how far they could go within the industry or maybe even withheld from the industry. We are very proud of that, and we're very proud of what's come of that and the people we've been able to work with there. It's been very rewarding for them, but also for us, I can promise you, to see and value the change of someone's life you can give them when all of a sudden their opportunities are only limited by their own work ethic.
That's Jason Williams, the president of Expediter Services. You're listening to the Pod Wheels Network and another edition of the Insight 2020 podcast presented by Expediter Services. We'll return to the interview section of the podcast in just a moment. Right now, we would like to talk to you about Expediter Services, a leader in providing capacity solutions and ownership opportunities within the trucking industry. We'll also spend a moment highlighting Stoops Freightliner, the title sponsor of the Insight 2020 program. For those of you that may not be familiar with the history of Expediter Services, ES was launched in 2006, and the company entered the transportation market with an initial focus on meeting the needs and creating opportunities within the expedited sector of the trucking industry. The working model that ES developed and then deployed within the expedited market sought to remove the barriers that exist within the industry for professional drivers to become truck owners and operate their own small businesses. The ES model has also been designed to help owner-operators and fleet owners upgrade and/or grow. Through ES, qualified participants in the company programs have access to competitive market rate financing with a credit evaluation process that puts an emphasis on attitude, aptitude, work ethic, and work history. From its earliest days, ES concentrated on creating a path to ownership that would place participants on the road to success. Along with industry-leading discounts on fuel, maintenance, and other services valued by professional drivers, independent contractors, and fleet owners, ES can offer program participants the kind of back-office support and business advisory services that are invaluable when working to meet the challenge of operating a small business. Today, ES is a leading provider of capacity to trucking's expedited market. Carriers value the non-asset capacity of the dedicated, hard-working, small business owners who are part of the ES community. With a decade worth of proven results in the expedited market, ES began the company's outreach into the general trucking market in 2016, and ES continues to grow within general trucking. The offerings from ES are a perfect fit for entrepreneurs, men and women of all ages who have a desire to travel while running their own business. One of the founding principles of ES is to be of service by providing opportunities to people seeking a better life for themselves and their families. While ES has delivered some of the most innovative and accessible truck ownership programs to the industry, the lasting strength of ES is found within the community of support the company and the participants have built since 2006. Being a part of the ES community means that you'll never stand alone. And with the challenges that exist for small businesses within today's trucking industry, the commitment of the ES community to stand with each other has proven to be a key ingredient in the formula for success in trucking. We're almost set to return to our interview on this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast. Here's a little more about the scope of services and support that Expediter Services brings to the trucking industry.
Expediter Services is the place you ought to be. The more you learn, the more you earn. We treat you like family. Well, you can start off small and grow real big, or stay where you are driving your rig. Expediter Services is the place you ought to be. We've got the programs to save you cash. We've got support to get you there real fast. Expediter Services is the place you ought to be. Expediter Services is the place you ought to be.
To learn more about the ownership opportunities, specific programs, and the comprehensive support available through ES, please visit essuccessintrucking.com. That website again is essuccessintrucking.com. Before we rejoin our Inside 2020 podcast interview with Jason Williams and Jeff Tacker from Expediter Services, we wanted to take a moment to talk to you about Stoops Freightliner, the title sponsor of the Inside 2020 podcast, the Inside 2020 online program, and the Success in Trucking Expo, which will take place in the spring of 2021. Stoops Freightliner is a division of Truck Country, and for those who don't know, the combination of Stoops Freightliner and Quality Trailer stands today as the largest Freightliner dealer group in the U.S., serving customers at 23 locations in Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Stoops offers new and used, medium and heavy-duty trucks. The dealership also offers Wabash and many other trailer options. Stoops and Truck Country feature expert service and extensive parts inventory, financing, and truck leasing options. To learn more about Stoops Freightliner, please visit the following website, truckcountry.com. That's truckcountry.com. Now let's return to this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast here on the Podwheels Network. The Insight 2020 podcast series is presented by Expediter Services. Here's Podwheels Network executive producer Greg Thompson and our phone conversation with Jason Williams and Jeff Tacker, two members of the executive leadership team.
Hello again, everybody. We want to first of all thank you guys for listening and making the Inside 2020 podcast part of your day. We're back talking with Jason Williams and Jeff Tacker from Expediter Services. And just before the break, Jason shared how ES has built a strong working relationship with the Women in Trucking Association. And the work that ES has done with this organization has been highlighted by the success of the 150 Business Challenge, a collaborative initiative between ES and Women in Trucking to create 150 women-owned businesses. Now, folks, just as a reminder, before the break, Jason told us how the program has been a part of creating 100 women-owned businesses so far. And when you think about that for a moment, that is truly amazing. Now, guys, when we look at the overall picture, ES has become a very effective engine for assisting in the creation of small businesses. And as we get back into our interview, I wanted to ask you guys, is that the best part of what you guys do? I've been around you guys for a few years now and have seen how ES works and see the difference that you make in somebody's life, that they came in, they had a dream, they maybe had a bad experience with a lease purchase program or heard about different things and they were scared about being an owner-operator, and they came in and they examined your program, worked with you guys, you see successful businesses that grow. Is that the best part of what you do on a daily basis?
Greg, that is the driving force. Their success stories are our success stories. On the flip side, their failures are our failures. So we live and breathe that every day. The only way we are successful, including profitable, is if they are successful and profitable. We've tied ourselves at the hip with this community, and we are very focused on it. So when we see someone come in and they have the energy and the drive and they have the ethics and they have the service mentality to get out there and try something, take a risk and have it pay off, absolutely. That is an adrenaline rush for our group, more so than money and things of that nature. It is people-oriented. Here in COVID, during this pandemic, this lockdown, Jeff, a couple of weeks ago, financed contract driver into ownership who was from another country, had to come over and get a work visa, had to get a CDL. It was 12 months of hurdles just to have the legal right in this country to be financed and then to prove themselves. When they came in here and picked up the keys of their truck and signed the paperwork, it was a man and his wife. I'm telling you, you could have lit up Memphis with the energy those people were putting off. Absolutely. That is what keeps us moving every day. And even in times like this, where it's easy to get isolated and depressed and worried about the future, those successes motivates us daily and keeps us going.
Now, Jeff, Jason just mentioned that you had an individual who went through a bunch of hurdles and stuck with you guys. You stuck with him, and then you were able to hand the keys to him. He is coming from another country. He's now got a business in America. You talk about quite a dream. What was that moment like for you when you handed him the keys?
Well, Greg, it was very exciting to me and for me. I can't say I was excited as he was, because he was bouncing off the roof, but it made me so grateful that we as a company and I as an individual got to participate in helping someone that way. But it really made me realize how appreciative someone would be to get the opportunity. This person came from South Africa. They were extremely hard worker, extremely sincere person with extremely upbeat, wonderful attitude. You're talking about his glass was not only half full most of the time, his glass normally was running over most of the time. The old saying, my cup runneth over, it was our pleasure to be able to help this person because of their attitude. And that attitude did not come lightly. This person and his wife have faced some pretty good obstacles and had some pretty good hills to climb through that process. But they showed perseverance. They never gave up. They kept going forward. If they had a wind that knocked them a slightly off course, it appeared they just buckled down, geared down, stoked her up, and went on up the next hill. It was really refreshing to have people to do that. I'll say this very sincerely. It was a blessing to us and our company to be able to help someone, and it made me reflect personally that day about all the things that we have to be thankful and grateful for. So I don't want to get off heads in a cloud. I'm not trying to make it some kind of an enlightening conversation. What I am trying to do is paint the picture of somebody that was born in another country, lived, grew up in another country, moved to the United States of America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, saw the opportunities, evaluated. We were recruited this person to come to our site 2019. They came in, met each of us, met our community, met the vendors, talked to the motor carriers. This person selected the motor carrier that they thought would be the most beneficial for them to operate based upon the way they wanted to operate, the type of equipment they wanted to operate. So that person selected that motor carrier. One of our partner motor carriers got in there, faced some headwinds, overcome those headwinds, overcome those obstacles, and graduated and purchased and bought their own truck. And now they're out there today running. I checked on them yesterday. Yesterday they were under load, operating their truck under their business name, their limited liability corporation, running as a true owner-operator. They were extremely thankful and happy. Now, there's going to be obstacles. There's going to be things. It's not all, as Jason said earlier, it's not all a bed of roses. There are roses, but there's thorns on rose bushes. So we're going to have to deal with those things. Just the mentality and the attitude this person had makes you want to continue to do what we're doing. It was extremely uplifting, Greg. It brought energy into our business office when he did that. We maintained proper distancing. We maintained all the CDC regulations, the protocols. We did all that we were supposed to do, but you could still see him smiling through his mask. His yeah. Eyes were lit up.
Everybody's got a story, and everybody in your community who has gone through, done the work, and has followed the path, and now has businesses that are working, growing, even being successful in the headwinds of COVID-19, that shows you the strength of the program that ES has put together. And here's something I think about. It shows you the strength of the individuals in your program and their commitment to building and growing their own small businesses.
There's always good times and bad times, and sometimes you experience them in the same day, maybe even the same hour, and sometimes in the same minute, good and bad, all at the same time. Well, I tell you what, it also shows that the motor carriers we have are and partnered up with, because we vetted them and proved who they are. They are good, solid motor carriers that give good opportunities. And inside of that, we've had people that start that drove trucks as independent contract drivers, and that's what they chose to do. And that is a great path and great way to earn a living if that's what you choose to do. We've had others that did that and then went on through the path to ownership and bought their own truck. Then they've traded that and upgraded and bought another one and traded it and upgraded and bought another one. So we've had multiple cycles of that as well. Another thing that's taken place is we have had people that started out as independent contract drivers on a truck, end up buying their own truck, and then they bought the second one, then they bought the third one, then they bought their fourth one. And we've got several that are multiple truck fleet owners, and we have some that now own over 50 units. They started several years ago as an independent contract driver on a truck, and now they own over 50 pieces of equipment. That's a success story, not just for us, but it's a success story for the motor carriers that's in our program, and it's a success story for those individuals. They've come in, they've grabbed a hold of something. Now, they had to work, they had to do it, but thankfully our program helped give them a path to do that and support that they needed. It is very fulfilling to see people come in and have the opportunity and see the opportunity and take advantage of the opportunity to do better for them, themselves, their families, and possibly their extended families and friends. That's been a good thing, Greg.
You're listening to the Insight 2020 podcast series. We'll rejoin our interview in just a moment. We wanted to take this opportunity to remind listeners that Expediter Services will be presenting the first edition of the Insight 2020 webinar series on Tuesday, July 21st. The Insight 2020 webinar series, like our podcast, will be focused on the needs of contract drivers, owner-operators, and fleet owners. For the latest details on the webinar series and all offerings available through Insight 2020, please visit essuccessintrucking.com. That website again, essuccessintrucking.com.
We're back with you on the Insight 2020 podcast. Once again, folks, thanks for making us part of your day. During the final segment of this podcast, we're joined by Jeff Tacker, the Chief Operating Officer of ES. And Jeff, of course, the Insight 2020 podcast is part of the Insight 2020 online series, which also features webinars. What are you hoping will happen through Insight 2020?
Well, Greg, the main function and the main thing of Insight 2020 stem from Site 2019. So Site stands for Success in Trucking Expo. We had our inaugural event in 2019. We rented the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in Indianapolis, Indiana. We had our group go up there. You've heard me reference it several times. You've referenced it in multiple podcasts that you've done as you've performed those services over the year with your company with us. We had the Site 2019. Well, we were planning on having the Site 2020. The circumstances came up. 2019 ended out. 2020 started. It looked good. Things moving forward. Then all of a sudden, not just the country, but the world globally was hit with the COVID-19. And so that had to be changed. Things had to be put on hold. We did not want to lose momentum. Also, we did not want to lose the fact that we had a good opportunity for people. We wanted to make sure we got the message out. What we did is we instantly moved over and started calling it Insight 2020 to do things digitally, virtually, hence the podcast and other things. We got webinars coming up that I think you're putting on for us, Greg. We've been blessed with lots of talented people that are willing to speak. But the main reason for Insight 2020 was to just get the message out. And the message is not just buy a truck. So we're not just trying to sell somebody a truck. The message is not just let me finance you a truck. We're not just trying to finance trucks. The message is that whether it's good times or bad times, whether the sun's shining or whether it's cloud, whether it's COVID-19 or something else, if you want to continue to move forward, there's always a way to continue to move forward. And we want to get that message out. We want to get that word out to the people, to the industry, that if you're looking for a place, it's not always easy, but we do have a place. We've got motor carriers that we've vetted, that we have wonderful relationships with. We got vendors inside our community, i.e. Stoop/Truck Country. We've got other truck dealers that's involved with us, different manufacturers. We have fuel providers. We have shops. We have accounting services. We got legal services, lots of things, insurance offerings, all those things we've brought together to help. So Insight 2020 is just set up to get people to pay attention. We're just waving a flag. Look at us. Please look at us. If you're wanting to be in trucking, you don't have to not be able to fulfill your dreams. Look at our community. Look at our offerings, and we'll do everything we can to help you. Now, inside of that, we've got wonderful people. We've got Leah Shaver, the president and CEO of National Transportation Institute, speaking. We've got representatives. We'll be speaking from all the motor carriers that we participate with, Forward Air, FedEx Custom Critical, Panther Premium Logistics, a service of ArcBest. We have people from the other vendors, Stoops Truck Country will be speaking. We've had Colton Lawrence with Equinox Tax Business Solutions that will be speaking. Lots of things have taken place. So we're bringing together all these people to try to give you support to let you know that if you choose to move forward in transportation, we're a good place to be, and we've already got the path cleared for you. We've got a place at the table for you. Just come have dinner with us, so to speak.
Jeff, as I hear you talk about all of the resources that are being brought together for Insight 2020, which are representative of all the resources that you have within the ES community, it gets me back to a point that you brought up very early in the podcast. It's a point that anybody that goes to essuccessintrucking.com or reads any of the literature that you guys have out there, you will see these words, never stand alone. What do those words mean to you and to the community?
Greg, thanks for asking that. What we wanted that slogan, and not just a slogan, mantra maybe is a better way to put it. We wanted people to understand that no person's an island to themselves. And while an individual can do lots of things, they say that two's better than one, and then a threefold cord is not easily broken. So what we try to do, Greg, with that is never stand alone. We want you to understand you're part of a community, you're part of a group. You've got the people that's brought together to help you succeed. So never stand alone. I wouldn't call it a battle cry, but it is a call from the rooftop to say, why are you out there by yourself? You can still be fully independent as far as mentally and financially, but you can still be with inside a group that helps you succeed. It is just a lot easier. There's wisdom in a multitude of counsel. And so I can tell you that it's a lot better. Two heads are better than one. And so it's a lot better to be able to have a group that you can count on and be with and bounce things off of and get support from. Honestly, everybody inside of that group supports and benefits and helps the whole group. The more people's in the group, the better those people are, the better the group is. So never stand alone is both sides. Why should you be alone? You don't have to be. And never stand alone. We're screaming from the rooftops. We're here with you. Never stand alone. You do not have to be alone. And during these times of isolation or social distancing does not mean you have to be disconnected. There's a difference between solitude and isolation. It's okay that you have solitude time. It's okay that you even are separated at times by some space of distance. What I don't want anybody to do is become isolated by themselves and then they have to face things alone. You do not have to face the world or this industry alone. We will be there with you.
And when you look at trucking, Jeff, and you look at the challenges, and we've talked about it here throughout this podcast, when you look at the range of services, the range of people, the range of companies that you've brought together, supporting the business owners in your community. You guys are focused on success, and you spend a lot of time building those relationships with people to make sure, as you said, the intent is correct, hearts are in the right place, everybody's moving forward in the right direction. Can you talk about the process and just bringing that community together? Because it's not just carriers that you mentioned, you guys vet them very carefully. All of the service providers are people that you vetted and created relationships with. It's a true community that cares about each other.
Yes, sir, it is. We're not oblivious to the fact that anybody can forge their own relationships. Just like you could go out and create a new road. If you own the property, you could create your own road system. But most people choose to go on a path that's already been created. We can just say that the path that we've created, supported by the vendors that we have, the community members that we have, is just a better path. So why put all the effort to forge a different path when you can go along efficiently with a group of people inside of a community that's already got the path that you would like to take and the direction that you would like to take it? That's one of the reasons, Greg, that we spend so much time and put so much effort on the community and on the people and the membership of the community, the people of the community, the vendors and the support system of the community. Anybody can form their own relationships. We're not trying to stand in between anybody's relationships. What we're saying is that there are certain requirements. If you want to be part of this community, you have to abide by these type relationship requirements. And what that does is it just makes people do what they're good at doing. I've got lots of friends in trucking, lots of them, and most of them love trucking. They love trucking. They might not like every aspect of it, but they love trucking. So what the community does, it brings strengths and weaknesses of everybody together and allows some people that are weak in some areas to rely on the strength of others in others. It really is a unique dynamic when all that comes together.
Because at the end of the day, the community is focused on the success of the owner-operators, the business owners, and the independent contractors. Those are the folks that are in the trucks or making those trucks move through their investments. And they're keeping the American economy running at a time when our country is challenged with COVID-19. It's not an easy time, but trucking is not an easy business.
No, that's true, Greg. Trucking is not for the weak, and trucking is not for the weary. We have been blessed to have many, many people. We've learned lots of things. You heard Jason mention earlier that how we put this program together was we listened to what people said. We listened to their needs, their desires, and their wants. We went to the motor carriers and said, if you could have the perfect owner-operator, what would that look like? And then we went to the owner-operators and said, if you could have the perfect motor carrier, what would that look like? We asked both sides, what are some of the obstacles and hurdles that you come up against that kills your efficiencies, that kills what you're trying to accomplish? And so we listened to every one of those people, and then we brought them together and we said, okay, let's all sit around this table, figuratively speaking, let's all get in this community and let's try to do all these things to make sure that we're driving to get the most efficient, beneficial situation for all parties involved.
At the end of the day, and you said it earlier, and it's the last point that we'll bring up here, you're looking at making sure that those people in the trucks or those folks in your program who own the trucks, folks in those trucks are successful, because you've said it before and I let you comment on it. Your success depends on their success.
That is correct, Greg. ES, success in trucking. And the definition of success for us is that the person in the truck does, the better our company does. We've been thankful that the motor carriers that we have participating in our programs understand that too. It's a flipped upside down approach, so to speak, considering to the most of the way people look at the marketplace. Instead of looking at it from the shipper to the motor carrier to the truck, we want to flip it upside down and let's look at and focus on the truck. And that truck's healthy, and that truck's got a good attitude, and the people in that truck want and need to succeed. Therefore, that turns around, and that makes the motor carrier function better. And then when the motor carrier functions better and the motor carrier gives better service, that flows right back up to the shipper. The shipper is better serviced. They're happier. Things are just better for everybody involved. So all we've done is just flip it upside down and go to market that way.
I want to thank you again for your time, Jeff. It was great to have you and Jason with us, and looking forward to greater and bigger things happening in the second half of 2020, and particularly as we roll out this Insight 2020 series. A lot of good things are happening.
It is, Greg. Thank you so much for taking your time to help us get this information out, because at the end of the day, we want to get our information out. We want people to check us out, research us, listen to us, and then you make your decision. And I think you'll make the decision that you would at least like to have the opportunities for you and your family. So thanks to everybody. Thanks to the audience that you'll be sending this to, Greg. Thanks to you. Thanks to the motor carriers. And most specifically, thanks to the truckers in the United States of America. May God bless you.
That's Jeff Tacker, the Chief Operating Officer of Expediter Services, with his closing comments on this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast series. As you also heard during the podcast, ES President Jason Williams shared his thoughts with us as well. We'd like to thank Jason and Jeff for their time and perspective. And speaking of taking a moment for recognition, ES would like to once again thank Stoops Freightliner and Truck Country for serving as our title sponsor for the Insight 2020 podcast series. To learn more about Stoops Freightliner and Truck Country, please visit the following website, truckcountry.com. That's truckcountry.com. Before we go, Expediter Services would like to remind you that the company is launching the Insight 2020 webinar series in July, with the first webinar taking place on Tuesday, July 21st. The Insight 2020 webinar series, like our podcast, will be focused on the needs of contract drivers, owner-operators, and fleet owners. If you're not able to catch the live presentation of the webinar, ES will be making replays available for you to access on demand. For the latest details on the webinar series and all the offerings available through Insight 2020, please visit essuccessintrucking.com. That website again, essuccessintrucking.com. Finally, as we close out this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast, Expediter Services wishes you safe travels on our nation's roads and highways. And as the country continues to face the COVID-19 national emergency, we would remind you that in addition to staying safe, you take the necessary steps to also stay healthy as you do the critical work of keeping the American supply chain moving.